Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Darwinist urban myths fuel misinformation campaign about origins of intelligent design. Recently, at the ultra-dogmatic Darwin-only website, The Panda's Thumb, a former staffer at the National Center for Science Education, the Darwin-only lobby group, Nick Matsky, reiterated a stale old canard that the phrase intelligent design was concocted after the 1987 Edwards v. Aguilar Supreme Court case in which creationism, creation science, was ruled out of bounds for public high school science classes. The Darwinist's claim is that because creationism was ruled out of bounds, the phrase intelligent design was simply created to get around the ruling. This is simply a Darwinian urban legend, and we can prove it. In 2005, Discovery Institute published a short paper by CSC fellow Dr. Jonathan Witt titled The Origin of Intelligent Design, A Brief History of the Scientific Theory of Intelligent Design. Witt explains the origins of the term in part here. Quote, its roots stretch back to design arguments made by Socrates and Plato, and even the term intelligent design is more than 100 years old. Oxford scholar F.C.S. Schiller employed it in an 1897 essay writing that it will not be possible to rule out the supposition that the process of evolution may be guided by an intelligent design. End quote. Witt goes on to show repeatedly how other books and writers employed the term intelligent design well before the 1987 court case that Matsky and others continue to falsely claim lead to the term's origination. What about the seminal book, The Mystery of Life's Origins, published in 1984, a full 3 years before the 1987 case? Quote, we have observational evidence in the present that intelligent investigators can and do build contrivances to channel energy down non-random chemical pathways to bring about some complex chemical synthesis, even gene building. May not the principle of uniformity then be used in a broader frame of consideration to suggest that DNA had an intelligent cause at the beginning? End quote. While the authors don't use the exact phrase, it is clear that they're explaining intelligent design theory and even use another common moniker for it, intelligent cause. However, the phrase intelligent design itself has been used repeatedly, even further back, in James E. Horrigan's 1979 book, Chances or Design, published by the Philosophical Library in New York. Horrigan uses that exact phrase, intelligent design, and explicitly connects it extensively to the literature of the 1800s that used the term in a similar spirit to how it is used today. In his book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Darwinism and Intelligent Design, CSC senior fellow Jonathan Wells explains how critics of ID often falsely assert that ID proponents made up other common evolutionary terms. For instance, Darwinist Gary Hurd, in 2005, told the Kansas State Board of Education that creationists made up the terms microevolution and macroevolution. Microevolution, of course, refers to small-scale changes within existing species, which no scientists argue against. Macroevolution refers to the origin of new large-scale features, such as organs or body plans, for which there's almost no scientific evidence at all. As far back as the 1930s, these two terms were well known to scientists. Darwinist Theodore Dobzhansky used both terms, microevolution and macroevolution, in 1937 when he reluctantly noted that there was no hard evidence to connect small-scale changes within existing species to the origin of new species. Even more recently, there have been those who have suggested that ID proponents coined the term evolutionist as a derogatory reference to Darwin-only scientists and activists. Clearly, microevolution and macroevolution and evolutionist weren't terms made up by creationists. Darwin's modern-day defenders need to be more honest in their use of language or they will cease to be relevant to the serious national debate over evolution and intelligent design. If you want a brief and, more importantly, accurate account of the origins of intelligent design theory, definitely read Jonathan Witt's paper, The Origins of Intelligent Design, which is available on the CSC website at discovery.org/CSC. Finally, researchid.org has a wonderful timeline that documents historical references to the phrase intelligent design, as well as intelligent design ideas. Again, that timeline is at researchid.org. I'm Robert Crowther, reporting for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.